the right thing to do. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Patrick Gage, co-chair of the Nexus Human Trafficking and Modern Slavery Working Group, says businesses have a moral imperative to see employees as more than a commodity sourced at cheap cost. He knows firsthand the rewards of due diligence in supply chain transparency.
There are a lot of financial benefits here. You know, the millennial generation is clamoring for businesses that operate ethically. The fact that you can be a company that not only profits in terms of money, but that you profit in terms of people, that to me is the best kind of business.
Companies should take a closer look at their structure. Gage says even minor changes can have a huge impact. His family's Carlson Company is an industry leader, requiring additional training for hotel employees to recognize signs of human trafficking. On a larger scale, the authentication of a company's supply chain must constantly be monitored. The Walk Free Foundation offers help in identifying potential problem areas in suppliers.
So they'll help you do a risk assessment using data from the Global Slavery Index. And then after that, they'll help you do audits. They'll help you find the right people to check out your factories at the right times, talk to the workers on the ground in their native language, all these really important things to ensure you're getting the right information. And then they'll walk you through the process of remediation if there's a problem.
Gage says now is the time for companies to get ahead of the curve on this issue.
We're going to have laws that punish companies that can't reach a certain standard of supply chain authentication. You don't want to be the company that's left behind.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.